You should know by now. It's outrageous claims.
You would make outrageous claims.
Outrageous!
You were literally too stupid to insult.
Come on, son!
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. What I want, you
got. Now this claim, which I don't even think is that outrageous.
It's kind of outrageous.
Joe disagrees. This Saturday evening on ESPN, they will be announcing the 2012 NCAA Football Heisman Award winner. It is between Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel. And by the way, on a quick side note, we were talking about the greatest nicknames the other day, this being one of them. We forgot the Big Fundy, the Big Fundamental.
The Big Fundamentals are great because it perfectly describes Tim Duncan.
Love the Big Fundy.
It is perfect.
Because it's kind of like the greatest achievement or a huge compliment. And it's also a little bit of a slap in the face.
A little bit of a dig.
Manti Te'o, in my opinion, should be over Johnny Football. By the way,
congratulations to Colin Klein on a trip to New York City.
Exactly, free trip to the city.
Have fun.
All expenses paid. Manti Te'o is the Heisman Award winner for 2012.
Look, I disagree. And I thought this before I really looked at the stats from Manziel, but the stats are legit. I mean, the stats are almost Heisman worthy. And I understand the argument for Te'o. And to be honest, I wouldn't be upset if Te'o won. Like, other people will, you know, freak out, take to Twitter. Oh, defensive player. Oh, not that great. Oh,
right.
Alabama by 40.
And,
right. But but that's that. I wouldn't be like, I would just kind of go, huh, I'm surprised that happened. But really, I mean, you look at Manziel's stats, and they are friggin' good.
They're really good.
He's got 68% completion percentage. Over 3,400 yards throwing, 24 TDs, 8 picks, and he's at almost 1,200 yards rushing and 19 rushing TDs.
He also has a blown lead against Florida and a blown lead against LSU where he was not very effective in the second half.
He lost two games in the SEC close, and he beat Alabama.
That's fine. How many games did Manti Te'o lose?
That's a fair point.
Manti Te'o has more interceptions than any cornerback in NCAA football this year with 7. He's got 8.5 tackles a game, which is a lot. It's not redonkulous, but it is a good number. The fact of the matter is Manti Te'o is the emotional leader of that team. He's also the defensive quarterback for that team.
And
that team is undefeated in playing in the national championship.
Here's your argument. He's the best player in the best team right now. There you go. That is essentially what the argument is. Manti Te'o is the best player on the best team in college football.
But it's a little bit more than that because it's a defense. It's a team that's predicated on defensive success. One of the reasons you heard all these haters and all these idiots talking about style points in Oregon and how Oregon was way better than the Notre Dame while there were still 3 undefeated teams was because they win close, grinded out, physical, low scoring games, and you need a great leader like Manti Te'o to consistently win those games week in and week out because those are emotionally and physically exhausting. You need to be reaching a deeper level, and that's the type of leader this guy is. I'm looking at the intangibles of what he brought to the table in leading an undefeated Notre Dame team into the national championships more than I'm looking at Manziel and the extremely impressive numbers leading a team to 2 losses in the SEC.
I mean, he's accounted for 4,600 yards of offense.
He's phenomenal.
And 43 touchdowns.
And you know what everybody
says?
8
picks, that's it.
He's a redshirt freshman. That's what everybody wants to say.
It's true.
But I don't care. I don't care. If you're the starting quarterback, you're the starting quarterback. It's like, you know, well, listen, Andrew Luck should win MVP because his numbers are pedestrian compared to Peyton Manning's, but he's a rookie, so you have to value that more. I'm not in this debate. In the rookie of the year, I'm going to value it. If there's a freshman of the year award, Manziel gets it in a landslide.
By the way, MVP talk for Luck is interesting, in my opinion.
No, it's not.
I don't think he should win it, but it's an interesting conversation.
Bruce Arians' coach of the year award talk is
significant intriguing. Conversation there. But I understand, and everyone who wants to say that Te'o is the best player on the best team, I get it. But you look at outstanding player, which is what the Heisman's about. I look at a guy who is completing over 65% of his passes, 4,600 yards of total offense, 43 touchdowns. He lost 2 games close in the SEC.
But he was one of the main reasons they lost those games. His performance took a precipitous decline in the second half, partially because He's a redshirt freshman, and those were growing moments.
Also, though, what he did with Alabama. I mean, he won that game against Alabama.
He did, and it's probably because he learned from losing that game in Florida and losing that game to LSU. That being said, he still lost those games, and he was a main part of those. It's not the numbers you put up. Well, it is, but it's also when you put them up. And yes, he was phenomenal against Alabama, but he was not good in the second half of the other two most important games of the season. Whereas Manti Te'o played big in every single game. He had a pick in the last game of the season to seal the deal against
USC.
One
and a half sacks, though, in the whole 12 games, really one and a half sacks.
That's why he's got so many picks. He's playing more of a safety linebacker than he's playing a defensive line linebacker.
I understand. I just, I see the gaudy stats for Manziel versus intangibles for Te'o. And in this type of an award, I think it's hard to vote for that. Who do you think wins? If you were handicapping it like it's a horse race, who do you think wins?
You know, that's tough because Heisman voters are in a position where they're voting between, and again, sorry, Calvin Klein. I don't believe in you. You're not gonna get it.
You want a free trip to New York City. Have fun. See the Empire State Building. I don't even know if I'd show up. I just go to the city, have a good time, go do something else, man. You're not winning the award.
I want Te'o. I think they're probably gonna go with Manziel just because when you look at the numbers. Added to the fact that he's a redshirt freshman, a redshirt freshman's been a deterrent. Being a freshman has been a deterrent in Heisman voting throughout history. But when he's going head to head against a defensive player,
the only thing they hate voting for more than a redshirt freshman is a defensive player.
So I think Johnny Manziel gets it, although I pretty firmly believe Manti Te'o should take the hardware.
We'll see. I think Manziel wins in a walk, to be honest. I think when we see what the voting is, I think we'll see that Manziel was dominant in his victory. That's it for us today, everybody. Check us out on Sunday on the Cover 2 radio show, 11 a.m. on Sunday morning right here on 104.5 The Team. Also on 104.5theteam.com. It's Pierce Bricks at Game on Bricksy on Twitter. I'm Joe Bianchino at Joe_1045. Check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/cover2theteam. Use the number for the two. Give us a like for more stuff. Not just the podcast, but stuff throughout the week. Pierce Bricks.
Yep. Have a good one.
Have a good one, everybody. It's Cover 2.